We're joined on the line this morning by the mayor of Wellington, Hans Schneider. Good morning, Hans. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Who goes around and sets the clocks ahead in the village of Wellington? Who's responsible for doing that?
I believe Scott Markle will probably be handling that for us this weekend. He's one of our public works employees and does a lot of stuff around the town and deeply involved with the museum and the Masons and just one of our, you know, we have a lot of great employees and he's one of them.
You've got coming up on the 14th, the State of Wellington Breakfast. What usually takes place at something like this?
Well, this is our second one. Last year, the Kiwanis put it on. They're putting it on again out at the Wellington Eagles there south of town next Thursday at 8 a.m. And it's just really the State of Wellington, not just the village itself, but they also include the school system. So the superintendent and the their treasurer will be there and representing the school district. And myself and village manager Steve Dupie will handle the presentation on our end concerning the village overall.
Mayor, is there any nugget you can give us this morning that might be included in your presentation next week?
Well, one of the things we're going to talk about really is the new police station. We have just some preliminary plans drawn up for that right now. And we look forward to sharing those with those in attendance. And as we just really put an eye toward getting that going here in the next year or two.
Last year, there was a major state resurfacing project there on Route 58. I assume that's all done. You're good to go now?
We are good to go on Route 58. This year, though, we will be seeing Route 18 done from county line to county line going east to west. And so we have a major water line project we'll also be doing before that's completed this spring into summer. So we'll be working on that, and then the state will come and resurface, and then all the roads going through the village of Wellington, north, south, east, and west, will be resurfaced, smooth, and ready to go.
I'm looking at your Facebook page, and I see you posted something about AES, the American Energy Services, going around taking pictures of electrical poles in different neighborhoods. What's the purpose of all that?
We want to just get a mapping system done of our electrical system, and also they're going to be doing an inventory of what we have, not just on the pole, but in stock, and that will allow us to plan future infrastructure projects regarding the electrical utility just a little bit better and a little bit more precise accuracy going forward.
You can't think about Wellington without asking about the Lorain County Fair. This will be the first year where alcohol will be sold at the fairgrounds. Any thoughts on that?
I think that's really a decision of the fair board. I trust that they've researched that and have everything in place to handle anything that will come with that. Hopefully it's all positive for them as they go into this new sort of offering there at the fair. But as always, the fair is a terrific event for the entire county, and we're proud to have it here in Wellington.
Some of the times you get to meet with the community under sort of in very informal circumstances, the coffee with the mayor, that type of thing. What usually gets discussed in those type of encounters?
A little bit of everything, to be honest with you. We do not have a set agenda. We usually open those meetings on the last Saturday of the month at Bread and Brew starting at 9. Just with a little update of what we've been doing at council and things going on in the village. And then we really leave it open to the residents. They have a question or concern about anything. We want to sit there and discuss it with them, and we found these meetings to be very helpful. And out of it, we even had a meeting with ODOT about 3 weeks ago based on a comment from the coffee with the mayor. So, again, nothing on the agenda, just things in general about our community.
You know, if residents wandered into Village Hall, made their way up to your office, they've seen some Batman memorabilia there. Tell us about that.
Batman's probably my favorite superhero, and my brother's just the opposite. He's Superman, so when we get together, we have a lot of debates. But, again, a bunch of Batman memorabilia. I just like the character and what he stands for. Just really an average guy, you know, going to bat for everybody. So, you know, no superpowers per se. He's got a lot of different, you know, things he utilizes, but, you know, no superpower, just an ordinary guy doing extraordinary things. So I have always enjoyed the character and the setting and what he stands for.
We appreciate you joining us this morning to get a little insight of what's happening in the Village of Wellington. And again, the State of Wellington breakfast is coming up on March 14th at 8 a.m. at the Wellington Eagles 2051 on South Main Street. And you can find out more for getting information about the tickets as well. Mayor, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take it easy.
Thanks. You too. It is Mayor Hans Schneider from the Village of Wellington joining us here this morning.